I mean, yeah, because you got yelled at.
What the fuck is this?
Not white.
Not definitely not white.
Yeah, I can tell. I couldn't even. I don't know what this song is.
Well, they love it. It's from that guy. What is his name? Murray.
Murray.
Yeah.
Fucking.
It's that guy who watches the video on YouTube every morning.
Unfortunately, I don't wake up to that song anymore.
Why not?
Lately, I've been waking up to Ski, Ski, Ski.
Oh my god!
What the fuck is that?
It's fucking Young Thug and the whole Young Thug crew.
Young Cookie group.
Mike never done a ski challenge, or has he?
Or has he?
You seen a ski challenge, Mike?
What is? Oh, is that the Coke Chamber?
What? <Probably. laughs> Jesus Christ! Combos of the Condo, episode 116. Ooh, ooh.
Sticky, icky.
I'm Rich, definitely in this bitch. Probably to my left.
Razzy in the building. Definitely in the building.
You good? Potted to my right.
He's not good. It's Big Mike all up on him, Mike.
He's trying to extend his shit.
No, he was really trying to like...
I'm getting tired of it.
Razzy in the building. Definitely in the building. Then do a spin and come back.
It's funny because nobody fucking heard that shit. Like, nobody heard the fucking... Oh, my
cameraman
bad.
Cameraman is also white.
And also part Hispanic.
Yeah, you got on your case last week for it.
Hey, he's like 5%.
I mean,
fuck you, dude.
Hey, 4%. What's the mix?
What is the mix?
Yeah, what is the
mix? It's 50-50. You dick.
Hey, one of my favorite things on this podcast, and I always fucking go back to it and say it, is when Trey was on here and you guys said, yeah, Trey's like 5% black, or no, 5% Mexican.
He is.
And then Brace goes, barely. so he's Raza. Barely. One of the best shits ever.
Shout out to Brace.
Yeah.
This is episode 116, but it's also Cinco de Drinko.
That's right.
Cinco de Drinko, man.
Like, only white people say that.
Okay.
Do they?
Drinko de Mayo. Is that another one?
Yeah.
Or Cinco de Freaky. Hey!
Frico de Mayo. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, Frico de Mayo. There you go.
De Mayo.
Honestly, I don't think that this was a trend till a few years ago. Maybe like the last 5 years.
What?
Cinco
what?
De Drinko.
Being Mexican?
No. I haven't heard. I personally haven't heard Cinco de Drinko. I don't hang around.
White people like to appropriate holidays, so it's been a thing.
All right, maybe, yeah, Columbus 5 years, I'm thinking. Like, well, maybe because I haven't really partied with white people as much as I have. Now.
Since you met Alex.
Oh. Yeah. No, well,
he extended
nah.
that end so right. long, I was really worried what he was about to say.
Nah. Ow.
He was like, I haven't partied with white people, but I party with... I was like, whoa, buddy.
Whoa. Hardcore! Whoa.
And here's where I leave the podcast and pack my fucking lights up, dude.
Right. I bet. I was just open. I was like, yo, please leave that letter off. So it's Cinco de Mayo. Do you know what that actually is?
I was about to ask that, too.
Mexican Independence Day.
No, it's not.
It's not, actually.
I am wrong.
You are wrong.
I stand corrected, ladies and gentlemen.
That's when the Mexicans beat them French-ass motherfuckers.
That's when they beat the Francois.
So when is the Mexican Independence Day?
I don't know. Sometime.
Then?
September 16th.
There you go.
16th or 18th.
Okay.
There you go.
Do you think, like, do people actually celebrate that? Like,
they celebrate July 4th, and that's the American Independence Day, so...
Yeah, well, basically, Cinco de Mayo is kind of like the Alamo for Americans, right?
Mm. Well, no, the Alamo is basically nothing. You remember the Alamo, but you don't really celebrate it.
And if you're a French, it'll be remembered.
What is it, like the victory of, like, the War of 1812? Is that what it is?
Kind of like... One? You know about it, but it's like you don't get a school day off for remembering.
Yeah, like
Alamo.
I know Mexico doesn't take that day off. Like, what the fuck are these people in America thinking?
I bet
thinking?
You Texas does.
That's I'm sure they do.
Ooh,
get them out of here, but let's keep that holiday.
Yeah.
Let's keep that damn dango empanadas. Get me going, I tell you what.
Well, I mean,
I tell you
basically that holiday is perfect for the fucking racist-ass Southerners because that holiday is basically we killed a bunch of Mexicans.
Oh, so that's what they're celebrating? Oh, shit.
Dude, remember the Alamo is they're defending the Rio Grande from the Mexicans coming to reclaim territory
it was
already theirs.
When you're it was such podcast, a slaughter. If they it was were such French, a slaughter.
You think it would be remembered?
It's Mexicans.
Alamo.
Kiss my ass.
Love you, too. But yeah, Cinco de Mayo. That's cool. Yeah, it's one of those holidays that I guess, like, it's one of the more known and, like, I guess acknowledged holidays. But, like, it really isn't celebrated, right? Like, it's It's just a thing.
It's yeah, like, you just drink.
Yeah, you just drink. It's like St. Patrick's Day. Exactly.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day is a big thing where you wear green, or if you don't, you get pinched.
What is St. Patrick's Day?
You drink beer, green beer.
That I don't know. Yeah, you do that, and then you pee green beer.
Yeah, no, it's to
what is
Jules?
It's to celebrate the life of St. Patty's.
Oh shit, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
God damn. I knew see, he said he was part Hispanic, but he's part Irish.
Oh, yeah. Fuck off.
Full white.
I have no Irish blood in me whatsoever.
Do that again, though. if you could put a region on it, what region is that from?
What?
That accent you just did.
That is Irish.
Which one?
Leprechaun?
Well, that would be a little bit more northern because they have the deeper accent. So they do... like, I have phrases that I save in order to memorize what accents are. So for the northern accent, I do, every femme that flutters by me is a flame that must be fanned.
Like fuck that. Yeah.
Why would you want to remember a fucking tongue twister?
Well, because that...
Every femme that flutters is a fucking flame of mine.
Because flame? That reminds you of like what all of the accent...
What's an
give me the, what Irish.
The accent is. Every femme that flutters by me is a flame that must be fun.
Oh yeah. Give me that good Irish shit.
Jesus.
That's the good stuff, Chuck.
This Irish, little Irish coffee.
go north now.
Oh, dude.
You got a north accent? You got a northerner's accent in there?
Oh, dude.
I don't know what's going on right now.
I'm out.
I'm supposed to reel it in.
The best pot is happening right now. That's what's going on. We lit.
I should reel it in, but I'm going to let it happen.
Yo, okay. I'm Lakeith Stanfield. You have so much damn Keith in that damn thing.
I told you.
So
I didn't smoke at all, dude. You guys smoked around me and didn't offer me shit.
Well, no,
by the way,
I took it out from the last
just FYI,
time.
Gary had it over here, passed it around the table, and then Mike just was like, "We done," and fucking pulled it out and packed it back into his thing, closed the cap, and then
because like last time for 420, you was like, "Nah," so I figured you don't smoke.
Oh, so you didn't ask though?
No, I didn't.
You assumed.
He did say we done. Chuck,
I know you're going.
I got you, man.
No, but Mike's saying,
watch your tone, Chuck.
My bad.
It wasn't a dream.
It really happened.
Holy shit, I need to record that, make that a
you really board. Do.
Yeah.
It really happened. It's funny as fuck.
Because he doesn't say happen. He says happen. It really happened.
All right, so.
Oh, do the Orlando Magic story.
Which one?
Yeah, man.
I don't remember that one.
Orlando.
Do it. I don't remember the whole story. I'm high. Like,
so basically,
you helped me out.
We were at Trey's graduation. By the way,
that picture that Trey sent of us at the graduation, my tie was so fucking short.
But it all worked.
I look like a clown. You know those clowns that like they have like really big fucking like shoes and shit, and then they have like a tiny tie. That's
like
how
all
I
of them.
Yeah,
like all of them.
Your literal clown shoes.
You know, like a clown. Yeah, that's how it was.
Okay,
short ass fucking. It should work. Fuck you.
So we were over there. We slept over in San Jose, and it's
like
the day of his graduation.
Bed?
Huh?
Like same bed?
No, he had a nice little apartment. So we were there, and I think the day before we went to go see a couple of friends of his at his frat house, and so we met obviously everybody, and we thought some people were cool, and then one of them came the next day with the Charles Barkley shirt, or I think it was, and he was sitting in Trey's bed, and so Trey and Ricardo walked through the door. The first thing he says to a person he doesn't really know. Orlando, like for Orlando Magic, but trying to sound like Charles Barkley.
That's right. Nah, I don't know if Charles Barkley. You do though, and that shit is.
I love his Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant.
Are you guys aware of the insult? Your fucking clown shoes.
Yeah, that's where I thought we were going with this story.
Yeah.
Fuck, no, what's that? We went way over there.
Like, if someone is like a fucking joke, you say your fucking clown shoes.
Yeah. Mm.
I've never called anybody that though.
What's the weirdest insult you? Oh, I got one. So what's the weirdest insult you guys have ever heard somebody say? You already told your saltine fucking joke.
You're done. Shut the fuck up.
No.
What a cracker.
What the fuck, dude?
Oh yeah, I remember that story.
That's a story,
dude,
bro.
Just tell a different one. That's all.
But that's not a story I want to hear.
No, it was a good one.
That's how you know. He's
I'm pretty
not
sure
Hispanic.
He was here for that.
You saw how offended he got when I said that.
Yeah,
he got offended like a full
what
whitey.
What the fuck, dude?
He's like, "Woo, we're gonna ride on this
I think the only person, no offense, Gary. The only person that's allowed, I sounded like Michelle from Full House. Yeah, for sure. The only person that's allowed is Ricardo.
He's like, you got it, dude.
I'm going to get it. Don't worry.
Don't worry, I'm going to get it.
Yo, saying I sounded like Michelle.
I sounded like Michelle from Michelle Tanner.
Yeah, you could pick
to be specific.
Anybody.
Any of the guys.
Anybody.
She had two uncles and a dad, bro. You could have picked one of those.
Here, hand this to Chuck. Holy fuck, it's fucking ready and packed. Mine.
Wait, what's in there?
Don't worry about that.
It's fucking
tweets.
It's Tom Segura's edibles. It's Joey Diaz's edibles all munched up together.
She gave it to me, not started.
Now you gotta start it.
This is the 420.5 episode, apparently.
It really is a 420.5.
These motherfuckers are wild.
And I have to wait until it's what?
378, I believe, is set at today.
Okay, yeah. So one of the things that happened this week was that...
you want me to pack you a boat?
This motherfucker hands me a vape, not set, not turned on. I gotta wait until it heats up to a certain temperature.
Run this by HR, bro? What the fuck do you want?
You want me to wipe your ass? I mean, I can.
Go ahead, Rich. Onward, dude. What were you saying?
Don't worry. I'll wipe front to back, gooch to ass.
It's okay.
Next time, make sure you get it.
Hey, why don't you cry about it? All right, so now something that happened. So it was announced, well, not announced, I guess it was announced a long time ago, but Elon Musk is going to be on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Right?
We spoke about this last week.
No, but we, did we?
Oh, yeah. Okay. But go ahead.
What I was going to say was, we talked about him doing the whole Doge thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But did we talk about how...
He posted on Twitter?
No, how everybody basically hates him and doesn't want him.
They can suck my balls.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson is like the only dude who came out publicly and was like, I have no idea why the fuck my co-cast is being...
Michael Shea did too.
Yeah, like shit. Like they...
Oh, it's the cast too?
Yes.
No, it's the cast that don't want to go up at the end with him.
So
they're being fucking assholes.
Gary thought I was bringing up an old topic. Nah.
No, I thought you were bringing up...
Curveball.
I thought it was the fans that didn't want... the fans of the show that didn't want...
We did talk about that, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but this is the actual cast.
What?
Yeah, the cast doesn't want to go up at the end of the beginning.
And like, supposedly they've been like doing like little sub-tweets. They've been like, people were like, would talk shit about Elon Musk. And then one of them will retweet it, like, in support of it. And just little things like that to show their like, disapproval of him being on.
Their solidarity of being an absolute fucking moron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, all the fucking shit faces that have hosted and they want to take a stand with Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Why?
It's weird. I mean, I didn't want him to do it. Not because of the way they feel. I like Saturday Night Live having comedians.
Elon Musk is literally, first of all, motherfucker is autistic. That is like the least funny.
So what? Like, I feel like I think you could give him a chance and he might come out with something funny.
Dude.
You sounded like the guy in the
Godspeed.
The guy in the group that's like, guys, let's give him a chance. Yeah.
I'm that man.
I'm your man.
I'm your guy. That's
I'm
me.
Your
Here's the thing.
Like, I'm your hey, come here. Nah, I'm your Huckleberry.
There are different type of autistic people, obviously. You've got your people that are more in line with like Quentin Tarantino, who are very, very, very specific about what they like, but they're creative souls and they can create their own stories and create their own dialogues and shit like that within their own universe. And in its context, it is funny or entertaining, and that's cool. Then there's people like Elon Musk who are autistic in the sense that they have a purely logical brain.
Yep.
And all they do is think about things logically and break things down like a fucking math problem. Those people aren't funny and never will be.
Yeah, he is funny though. Like, just when I watch him, I laugh at like his interviews and stuff because he looks like a computer computing.
Like Mark Zuckerberg.
Like Cam.
The response. Yeah. Like when he was on the Joe Rogan podcast. And Joe Rogan would ask him, like, a question that wasn't, like, a super bullshit question. This was something you had to think about. You could, like, see him, like, pause and go, well, and just see the fucking numbers and all the fucking digits in his head computing shit. Like
fucking Zach Galifianakis in that.
Yeah, that's how he looks.
That gif.
That's exactly.
From the Hangover.
That's how he looks when he responds. Yeah. But I like him.
I like him, and I want to see what he can do.
I have no problem with him. I have a problem with him on it. I have a problem with him on SNL, but not for the reasons.
It's gonna be the worst SNL ever.
For sure. All right.
Can we segue to something like What's the worst cameo you've ever seen in a show you liked? In a show that you're a fan of? The worst, you're like, this motherfucker just ruined his fucking moments in my show. And ruined the show for me. Like,
I mean, Ed Sheeran in Game of Thrones was a little weird, but
I mean, he sang good.
Yeah, he sang singing. Fine, yeah. But it was just a little weird.
Like, why him, right? Like, why not somebody
fucking
else?
Ginger.
Yeah.
Like, no, I liked his. I liked
I like him being a ginger.
I like his red hair.
Yeah, but
I actually really like Ed Sheeran. I've been following him since he was a fucking homeless dude playing out of a car.
Yeah. But
nah.
Did you ever give him money?
Huh?
Did you ever give him money?
I didn't live in the fucking UK.
In the
Rich.
UK? Oi.
Oi.
Oi. I think that's what they say, right?
Chuck, hit me with the good stuff. Hit me with the Irish good stuff.
So you followed him since he was a bum?
Yeah.
So okay. That's it for you, though? Ed Sheeran for
you
is weird.
What about you guys? You guys can
fuck
think of anybody?
Worst cameo of all time.
Worst cameo?
Even let's say, music videos. Like, I used to not like Michael Jackson music videos because they would take so long for the music to start, and it would just...
They were movies, bro.
No, no. As an adult, I appreciate them.
They premiered Rock Your World on like three channels on basic television.
I watched it the other day, and I forgot. I was like, now that I'm older, and I know who Marlon... No, I know who Marlon Brando is. Marlon Brando is like the Godfather, and like fucking sucking who's dick.
What?
Yeah, Marlon Brando sucked the comedian's dick. What's his name?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Fucking.
Yo,
you don't like that language? I was okay.
You're
to
cut off.
No, just it's hilarious.
Sucking all over the place.
Richard Pryor.
There you go.
Marlon Brando did not suck Richard Pryor's dick.
Or vice versa. I don't know, bro. I wasn't there. This is what I'm trying to tell you.
So you're saying he made him an offer he couldn't refuse?
Yeah. Yeah. But now that I know Marlon Brando is the shit as far as acting, that's what I'm saying. I appreciate that video. And I appreciate Eddie Murphy. But at the time, as a kid, I didn't like that fucking long-ass Michael Jackson video.
All the Michael Jackson videos were cinematic masterpieces.
I didn't like them.
Thriller.
Scream with Janet Jackson.
Time. Scream.
Smooth Criminal.
Smooth Criminal.
With Joe Pesci. With
Rock Your World.
Was like a 30-minute movie or some shit like that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Fucking movies. Then he put out in Thailand, didn't they put up like a full statue of Michael Jackson?
I'm sure they did.
Or was that just for like the music video?
Was it Brazil?
No, that has Jesus.
Yeah.
That's in Rio de Janeiro.
I've watched Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, I've seen that shit.
What?
Romeo and Juliet. That's based in Brazil.
Doth thou by that
whoa,
thumb at me?
Whoa, dude.
Is Wait, it not?
You're no. telling me that the fucking Leo movie...
The fucking Montagues
no.
and Capulets are from Brazil?
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
Gary saw the statue.
Yo.
Like, that's Brazil.
Hey. What?
This is Brazil.
This is Brazil.
Holy shit.
No, dude.
Yo, Gary hasn't made sense in like the last 10 minutes.
No. Everything he says is like, it's confusing me more. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's confusing me more.
Why?
If you watch,
tell me I'm wrong.
No, if you watch the intro, if you remember the intro to Romeo and Juliet, mm-hmm. the modern day version, they're going around the city and they have
Why
a big statue.
Why do you
statue.
Remember it?
Why do I remember what he's talking about?
Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, that's my fucking favorite movie. What are you talking about? With Leo?
Oh,
all
that's
right. One of my favorite movies. She was a shit.
I used to
Chuck talk your shit. But I love that.
Oh, I used to like John Leguizamo. I was like, oh shit, John Leguizamo's got a dope ass career. Mm. And fucking he was in The Pest. He was
Wait,
in,
he was Capulet. Was it Capulet or Montague? I forget.
Yeah, Montague.
Probably Montague.
Capulet Juliet.
Yeah, Capulet probably, Juliet?
Yeah, so he's a Montague.
No, he probably played one of the best Montagues ever.
Oh wait.
Yeah. He had the grill.
That's the character that everyone loves, though.
And I also love Mercutio.
That's Leonardo DiCaprio's friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the dreads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I used
to
like
his job.
Career.
I like him.
And I used to watch Oz as a little kid, and I was like, oh, I'm rooting for you. No, you're like in a wheelchair.
I remember when you used to walk.
Fuck! I remember when you were a cripple.
Now you here in jail.
And then I was like, oh yeah, I fucks with you because you were Selena's baby daddy, and they burned his ass. Y'all ain't hip on Oz.
No. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. They tied his ass to a fucking chair and lit a flame.
That same guy.
Thanks for getting on your soundboard. I missed it, kinda.
What does that have to do with anything we're talking about right now?
You're talking about him in the wheelchair. I was just really late. Rolling, man, rolling. Shout out to Limp Bizkit.
Shut up.
Jesus.
Don't you have a why fucking the fuck thing? Are you plugged in?
Oh, you shit.
You have it right there, you what fucking the moron.
Wait.
And I'm the high one.
Yo, he put it up to the mic like, y'all can't hear this, but
okay, let me help you. Okay, there you guys go. Now it actually recorded.
For a second, I was like, yo, that's Mortal Kombat music. What the fuck does
this I was lost at his whole interjection. I was like, what's happening right
yo,
now?
Yo, y'all remember this one? With the phone next to the mic. Like,
y'all ready for this?
fuck you guys. Everybody get up. It's time to jam now. No, man. Hey, what's it called? Speaking of new movies. We weren't speaking of new movies, but we are now. Did you guys watch Without Remorse?
Nah, but you can tell me about it.
Without Remorse?
That's a Tom Clancy novel turned into a movie.
Oh, with Michael B. Jordan?
Yes, sir.
That already came out?
Came out like
honestly, this is one of those movies where I don't give a fuck if you give me spoiler alerts, but I want to fucking watch it.
Okay.
Because everybody's watching it telling me
it's
good.
Here's what
it is. Yeah, tell me about it, dude.
It is
tell
the
me.
Origin story.
Tell me the
story.
End, though.
It is the origin story. Where the fuck is that coming from?
Wait, if he can snore, I can burp.
Sorry, go ahead. What were you saying?
You didn't watch him snore?
Nah.
Hold on, dude. What?
No, I'm high as hell. What? It's the origin story of the main character from Rainbow Six. You guys never played Rainbow Six?
No.
Yeah, I did.
Wait.
Like
it's not
on
the
PC?
Main character from Rainbow Six.
Well, yeah, John Clark?
No, it's not.
Van Damme?
The main character, wait, from Rainbow Six.
Yeah, thanks. His name John Clark?
Van Damme.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I'm thinking of Splinter Cell, my bad.
You fucking... You torqued.
I'll try to...
Splinter.
Wait, Charles, let him finish.
That's the wrong Clancy.
Okay.
I was laughing too hard, I couldn't stop you. Right. Anyway.
Yeah. Splinter fights the Foot Clan.
By himself, and then he gets captured. Oh,
guys,
dumbass.
let's stay on one road.
Oh, dumbass, he did get captured.
No, that ain't happening.
We could try. So the movie, Chuck, you said it was trash because you saw it.
Well, what does Raphael
or
say?
Trash because of the trailer.
Well, Raphael went when Splinter gets captured, and what? Then he looks at the moon and he yells, "Damn it!" And that's what they made a big deal. They made a big deal back in the day that the Ninja Turtles said "damn it" and like I think they said "ass" or something. But they actually cursed.
Probably, and they didn't
the first
wear
one,
pants.
Fuck? Yeah, the first one was too dark, apparently.
Oh, dude, in 80s movies, they were showing fucking titties in PG-13.
But for a movie, for a movie that they wanted to potentially turn into like a toy mobile, they said it was too dark, which is why when you watch the second part of Ninja Turtles, it's more colorful. They don't use their weapons. If you notice, instead of having like swords, they have like sausages in the first fight or whatever. Because they wanted to make it more kid-friendly.
Wow. And Vanilla Ice.
And they did have Vanilla Ice.
Go Ninja, go Ninja, go.
Go Ninja, go Ninja, go. Go Ninja, go Ninja, go.
All right, man. We were talking about what before this?
We were talking about fucking Michael B. Jordan and
yo,
Without Remorse.
I nailed that Go Ninja dance, though.
Michael B. Jordan was probably in the first Ninja Turtles.
No, shut up. All right, so Without Remorse. It's the origin story of the character from the other movie. But the only reason I brought it up is because it's a new movie that came out. And
yeah.
I liked it. It was a good movie.
I got to watch it. The only new movies I saw was Separation, which is supposed to be a horror, which ended up being trash. And honestly, the characters, like the monsters or whatever the fuck was in the movies, I like the way they designed it. They look creepy as fuck. I like that. But the storyline and everything, that it was just all trash.
Yeah, I watched the trailer and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the trailer's creepy as fuck. And honestly, they started off with like...
I thought the trailer was trash.
Oh, well, what about the creatures? You didn't think at least that was like creepy as fuck?
No.
Okay. Well, fuck you. So, no, it was trash, the movie. And then I saw Together, which wasn't it wasn't bad and it wasn't great, but it was more digestible than Separation. it's one of those weird comedies where it's like you it's an acquired taste for sure. Yeah. The type of comedy, because the pace isn't like bam bam bam. Tenet. It's a slow it's a slow pace.
Tenet. I watched Tenet and I was a big fan of the visual effects.
My mother, my father, I love them, I hate them.
Everything. It go backwards.
What you got? I didn't have them, but I'm glad.
I'm really mad that you cut me off for this shit.
All that for that?
I just wanted to say I watched Tenet.
No, Tenet.
I joined in, but what else can you do?
Not join in.
I mean, I had a good rhythm.
Mike, it's called Yes And, dude. Learn improv, bro.
Oh, he is the, I forgot you just to say that about Gary.
Key to improv is Yes And, buddy.
So.
Yeah, so Tenet. You saw Tenet. How was it? Were you confused?
Visual effects were great. It was just, not that I was confused.
Still don't know what happened.
No, I do. I understand everything. However,
you're a goddamn
liar. I was just like,
nobody
God,
understands.
Then it's just kind of long. Like, I want to actually go meet my friends and watch the Laker game at the bar. But this shit is kind of prolonging my shit and shower. So now I got to watch this shit for 2.5 hours to the end. Because I want to see what happens at the end. But I also want to take a shit in the shower to go meet my friends at the bar. So it was just one of those kind of movies. Like, just finish already, bro. I love you.
Yeah, you could have left, dude. Yeah. And never came back
again.
And I heard Tenet is a shit movie.
Yeah, when you said that.
You also could have paused it.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, or not watch it.
No,
whatever.
No, because if I pause it, it's going to be a whole nother week until I can just
I'm going to forget what happened.
Yeah.
It really happened.
It wasn't a dream.
I don't always sit down with Alex and fucking watch a movie. So it's like, let me just finish this shit. Yeah. And she seems interested. We're folding clothes because we did laundry. So it's like.
You and Lex are kind of the same, eh?
Maybe.
Where you don't like pausing movies. You don't like coming back to films. You'd rather finish it in the moment.
I don't like coming back to films that I haven't watched. And that's a thing.
Huh.
You know,
you gotta watch it in one sitting.
Yeah, I'll come back to films that I've watched already. However, films that I've never watched, I want to finish and I want to go through the whole thing.
I hear you.
So
I watched Rumble in the Bronx.
Yeah, recently?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
With Jackie Chan? You watch that shit?
Yeah, I watched it when it first came out and a few times after.
Maybe. That was my introduction to Jackie Chan.
I hate that they have it dubbed.
Yeah, he's dubbed.
For the English. Mm-hmm. No, I think he actually does most of his English dialogue, but like all the other characters, they're all dubbed, so they have like really exaggerated like fucking accents. They're like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, they're robbing the store. It's just super exaggerated. But yeah, great movie. The only thing I was going to send you guys a picture was Jackie Chan does like these I guess they're like shoulder presses where you get in a handstand and then you just go down and press back up. He was doing those and he was in like this fucking onesie leotard thing. He had the sickest mammal toe I've ever seen in my life. No dick. Not a single dick in there. It was like all balls and like thigh.
Fight him.
I should.
Yeah.
But like with my dick.
So he had a brain pouch is what you just.
That
just,
shit was. I thought he had a vagina, bro. Like when I saw that shit, I was like, this is kind of gross.
That's a moose knuckle.
I'm going to keep. Yeah, no,
moose knuckles for guys. Right?
That's well, then yeah, he had
camel toe is women.
Oh, so okay, camel toe. So oh. No, oh, yeah.
He had the camel and the moose.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's what I watched. Also, I just been watching a bunch of like random things that I never got the chance to fully like fucking watch. Like, I never really, really watched Guardians of the Galaxy.
Like, the first one or the second
first one?
Right.
So I went back to rewatch because I'm like, I figure this is important.
And you know what? Hearing you say that reminds me of the second one, which I was really really looking forward to watching the first time. And then I didn't really love it. However, I was like, when this comes out again and I can watch it again, I'm going to watch it again. I'm sure I'm going to love it.
And you cried.
And I did not like the second one as much as the first one. I'm in that boat. Where are you guys on Guardians of the Galaxy?
Russell.
Recently rewatched it, and I do prefer the first one to the second one.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I like the music a lot more from the second one.
Sure.
The first one, however, had more of an interesting like storyline and just all the. It was more fun Whereas the second one was a bit more slow, had the jokes. The, like I said, the only thing it had going for it was for me was the music. I didn't hate it though.
I want a full Rocky Raccoon and Groot movie.
How many acts? They're gonna do a cross film.
What were they doing? They were doing something for them. I forget.
Thor: Love and Thunder.
They're probably in that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they are. It's Guardians and Thor.
You're right. Yeah.
It's gonna be like when Thor was with the Hulk.
Yeah,
that's gonna be Thor with Guardians.
Yeah, and apparently they're in talks right now, possibly of doing a Captain America and the Winter Soldier and Deadpool.
Oh shit, that's cool. That'd be fucking interesting.
Like, I'm all for anything Deadpool because I love Deadpool.
Yeah. They already announced that he's taking over for
Stan Lee.
Stan Lee.
Like so Ryan Reynolds?
Cameos.
All the cameos in the new movies are going to be Deadpool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's all super right, dope. Cool.
Yeah, because he's the greatest.
It's like and a Where's Waldo type thing, I guess.
And Ryan Reynolds should be up there when you talk about best looking dudes.
What about
Deadpool? And drop Brad Pitt. Sick of that guy.
What about Deadpool 2, though? Did you guys
nice segue, dude.
Smooth.
Let's go there, then.
what's the most handsome guy to you? No, we're not.
Ryan Reynolds or Brad Pitt?
Fuck, stop saying Brad Pitt. He's not even that good looking.
I don't care for Brad Pitt, but actually...
This is the point in time where I normally look up on the computer and I type in fucking Brad Pitt.
With pics? Brad Pitt pics. Look how hot he is right here.
Yeah, look at this fucking hottie with a body over here. Yeah.
Where's my phone?
No, it's okay. I've seen Brad Pitt hot pics. It's all right. Like, they're in the fucking...
I watch Seven.
They're in the memory bank.
Gary doesn't want to bust through his jeans Fight Club. Right now.
Yeah, I've watched Troy.
Yeah.
The point being, though, is that you're saying Alexander. Brad Pitt ain't the shit anymore. And if you look up Brad Pitt fucking Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That's what he was saying. I think
he
that
was out. He was nominated for an Oscar. What do you mean?
Leo's better looking than Brad Pitt.
It doesn't matter about the Oscar. I'm saying like how fucking fit he is at like the age of...
Look at that hottie with a body.
Yeah.
So what? He's why like, are you guys like, saying that like he's J-Lo. Not?
I'm not like, saying shit. Like that's J-Lo, this guy.
Because J-Lo.
He's just tired of hearing Brad Pitt.
J-Lo's 50 and then like still. Pow! How you like me now? I'm in the mix.
Because you know what? Now that I get older, I appreciate. But when I was younger. Older women? When I was younger, I would be like, yeah, man. If I was younger and Brad Pitt was how he looks now, I'd probably be like, yeah, man, fuck Brad Pitt. But now that I'm older, like,
I might fuck that guy.
Yeah, Brad Pitt, all right, yo, man. Yo, give Brad Pitt his props.
Nah, I was like, yo, how did he land Angelina Jolie? Because she had, like, them super DSL pluses.
So what, but, like.
Nah, she does. And then I was like, oh, okay, I can see it.
What the fuck is super DSL pluses?
Dick sucking lips.
But it's super and plus.
Pluses.
It's like a heavy day, heavy flow. Okay. Super and plus. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you know someone like Angelina Jolie is also the type of person where she's like, I don't suck dick.
No, but also she like super freak because she fucked Billy Bob Thornton in a limo.
And gave up her blood. Yeah. And might be your period blood. Like, how else would you fucking push? Yeah. How else would you put blood in a fucking...
I don't just leak blood. Yeah, but I know someone kinda, who does.
But you kind of do. But
don't use the tampon.
How else you gonna put that shit in a vial?
Yo, but they just had a fucking funnel underneath. Yo, you know what I want to eat right now? A Kit Kat.
She had a whole fucking contraption underneath her fucking Oscar gown. Had a
Give me a break.
If just in case we didn't hear him say Kit Kat, he had to sing the fucking song.
Give me a break. Give
yo, get this motherfucker a break, yo.
That's me fucking biting into it.
All right, we're fucking pausing. Did you? Yeah,
holy
fucking.
Fuck. Yo, Gary's cut off, man. Wait, she ain't get Mexican on that song?
She's Cuban B.
Yo, who the fuck?
Yes, Cuban B.
First of all, who the fuck says that? Hey, you saw him? He got Mexican on that song. What the fuck?
She got hella Mexican on that one.
You hear that Mexican in her?
Yo. I'm Cuban B. Yes, Cuban B. For no reason. Shout out to that guy. What was his name? He was in all the hood movies.
I don't remember his name.
I'm not gonna lie. It's kind of cold in this corner.
I wanna talk
to
Samson.
I'm good. If you wanna turn that shit off.
Yo,
y'all cold?
Chuck's over there fucking shivering. Nah, you're just fucking anemic and hungry.
Yeah, probably.
Yo, you're on your last. Well, today you had a cheat day, but you're on your last week, right?
It was a cheat day. Yeah, it is the last week. Next Thursday is my last day, but it was a cheat day today. However, I forgot my fucking Nutrisystem at work, so I ended up only having 120 calories oatmeal this morning, and that's it.
What kind of oatmeal was it?
What?
Kind of oatmeal was it? Like just the plain fucking oats like the settlers ate?
Yeah, it was oats.
You fucking pilgrim. That's nasty. Well, that's what you made for real?
Yeah.
You can't sprinkle.
That. It was
you
like,
swear you landed on Plymouth Rock.
You can't sprinkle cinnamon on that shit?
Yeah, you could throw some maple syrup.
There was nothing at work.
No, I'm just asking you in general for the diet. Can you?
No, you can eat whatever the fuck you want as long as you only you have to eat under 1,100 calories maximum, no matter what.
Yo, eating raw oats is like some fucking old Civil War prisoner.
Oh,
wait.
No. Put your raw oats in your protein shake in the morning with your almond milk, with your spinach, with your berries.
Nah, I'm gonna make fucking.
We're not allowed to eat fruit.
I'm gonna get that Quaker's maple and brown sugar.
Can't yuck your yum.
Yeah, no, that's the best oatmeal ever.
Look at me.
No. When I don't look at you, it's because the joke didn't hit.
Is the best.
Maple I know, but and brown sugar. Thing.
Maple and brown sugar, Quaker's good. Apple and cinnamon, delish. No,
here is the fucking kicker. Maple and brown sugar mixed with the apple and cinnamon. Two packets
each. You're a
each.
Fucking heathen.
Woo!
Two packets each.
Yeah, boy.
Yo, what the fuck? Am I trying to eat 800 calories in one meal?
Yeah, and you're making that shit oatmeal? Like, you're going to eat 800 calories as you're...
I know, I can go get a fucking quarter pounder at McDonald's.
That's not oatmeal, nigga. That's a bowl of sugar.
Sure, yeah, it tastes good, bud.
Double apple cinnamon, double maple brown sugar,
you
fucking heathen.
I'm trying to fucking tell you, sprinkle some fucking granola on top of that bitch. Woo!
No one listen to Rich.
No, yeah, listen to please. Me, bro. That shit is delicious.
I mean, that should be obvious by now if you listen to this podcast. Never listen to Rich fucking ever, but also right now especially.
Yeah, that shit is super delicious, though, so trust me. Yo, you know what I got, though? I did go and fucking buy a bunch of oatmeal. I bought this shit, raisin, apple, walnut. That shit is fucking delicious.
Raisin, apple, walnut sounds pretty good.
It's pretty fucking good.
Rich, let me ask you a question.
I'm here.
You seem like the type of guy who fucking never apologizes for anything. Is that true?
It's really hard for me to find a reason to apologize. So, yeah. No, I'll admit when I'm wrong. Like, yeah, I was wrong. But, like, also to that, I'd be like, but I already did it already. Like, what's the point?
But do you throw it back in people's faces?
Apologies?
Yeah, like, if you were in a situation where possibly you said something wrong... You know, in a conversation or whatever, do you throw it back on them like, hey, maybe you shouldn't act like that next time or anything?
No,
like that?
But I will like throw it back at them in the sense that I'd be like, that got you mad? Like, that's what triggered you? In that way. But no, I've never really been like to throw it back the way you just said.
What about you guys?
I hate apologizing.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah. But my thing is like, I'm too good of a person in a general sense where like I feel like if you take me to that level
you automatically give yourself the benefit of the doubt and you're like fuck those people.
Yeah, you took me out of my element, fuck you.
Oh, Mike, fuck them already. Just
Mike's
apologize.
Stubborn as fuck. Mike's stubborn as fuck.
Yeah, if you take me out of my element when you know I go out of my way to not take you out of your element, like you have no respect for me, fuck you.
Or just say yes, I'm sorry.
But I'm sorry. having said that, I said I hate apologizing. I didn't say that I won't.
I feel like
in most cases I won't.
Yeah.
But if it's like somebody close to me that I like, sure. Like it took me a long time to understand the word value.
So like you basically assess the relationship and you're like, how much is this worth? And then you'll apologize.
For sure.
Like I guess I'll say sorry.
For sure.
I might want him to stick around.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you're just an acquaintance, like. I have no reason to keep.
Telling you, Mike's the most stubborn person I know.
Yeah.
But I fought with a guy I talked to him before.
You say he's the nicest person you know.
What'd you say?
I thought you say he's the nicest person.
I'll fucking splash back at me. I'm fucking blind.
You deserve it.
What did he say, Charles?
I said, I've fought with you and not talked for a while. I said, I know that you're.
Oh, yeah, we had that. I'm a cold shoulder king. Like, just don't take me out of my element. It does you no good. If you are in my circle and I value you, I won't delete you out of my life, but you're going to get the cold shoulder in the most vicious of ways.
Are you a Sagittarius?
Yeah.
Are you in?
What am I, Chuck?
What?
What am I?
You're a fucking Aries, dude.
Nope.
No?
Close.
Are you an NFJP?
Yeah. not that it matters. I don't believe in this shit, but I'm a Taurus.
Yeah, that makes sense.
My birthday is in 4 days.
Taurus. Wait, that's not a Taurus sound. What is it? Taurus. What is it? Make a Taurus sound. Toro.
Rar.
Oh, shit. Your birthday is in 4 days. That's wild.
Yeah, 4 days.
Wow, dude.
Time.
How would you go be?
Fucking time. You know how shitty we are? Nothing planned. Nothing planned.
We'll get you a card.
It's on Sunday. I'm gonna be old as fuck. That's how old
Sin's
I am.
Sin's coming soon.
It's, no Hollywood signs. I have a whole album recorded that I didn't even put out.
Every fucking time.
You want the link?
Do you do that on purpose? Yeah. Okay, good. Because it's like every time you say Sins, I feel like you're just shitting on not being.
Sins
like,
came out in 2016. It's a hood classic.
Hollywood Sins coming soon.
SoundCloud.com/cool-rich.
What is this? Hollywood Undead, dude?
Yeah. Sorry.
Nah, fuck. No, but Sins was a classic. Shout out.
Charlie.
Shout out to Contra for hosting it. The Sins release party. That was fun.
It was.
I almost died at the end, but it was fun.
So wait, how old are you turning?
Fuck, how old am I turning?
You're turning Shaq.
34,
yeah.
No way.
Way, bud.
As in no way you're too young, as in no way you're getting fucking old.
Yeah, I thought you were like maybe 31.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you're getting fucking old.
I'm childish as fuck. No, 34.
No, you got a bunch of flavors.
Yeah, I got at least. Or
he does.
At least 34. I got three extras. No, 34. Yeah, you know
Gary's
what?
Gary's like, I hope so.
You know what, though? Like, I do feel that even though that is what I'm turning officially, but, like, I feel way younger than that. Like, I feel like such a fucking child.
You think you could do a cartwheel right now?
I think I can.
$25.
I'll do it.
All right, let's see.
Bet.
Do it.
What?
For the camera. Oh. I'll turn it.
Oh. Turn it. I'll do it.
We've been. Hey,
there.
Chuck and I.
All right, let's do it.
Let's Chuck. Do it.
Yo,
no. After the pod.
Yeah, because her wine bottles are right there. Let's move the wine bottles. We don't want them to fucking mid cartwheel break into the wine.
No, we want it on camera. We can't. We'll do it.
I'm going to do a cartwheel into a fucking full backsplash.
Hey, man. That's cool.
Nah, don't do one of them cartwheels where, like, you know you're going to fuck up the landing, so you turn it into another move.
Nah, I'm about to do a fucking triple back handspring on your ass.
You're not a gymnast, bro. You can't just make up moves. Triple axle into the.
I know. The front roll.
Yeah,
fucking,
bro.
Triple back handspring. That is a thing.
Triple back
handspring.
Is that where you hold one arm?
Maybe. I don't know.
fucking,
I look like a fucking gymnast to you. Ask Gabby. What's her name? Gabby what?
Gabby
Douglas.
Whoever the fuck.
Gabby
need
Douglas.
To stand on both fucking legs.
Ask Gabby CB Day. That was the fat one from Fred. That's precious.
Yo, leave her alone, man.
She's
pobrecita, man.
I liked her in Empire.
Yeah, man.
You liked her in Empire, really?
Yeah. Did you watch Empire?
Did not.
Vaguely.
Empire.
Oh, I watched that shit for like the first three seasons. After that, it turned to fucking.
They filmed them at soap opera. School. A little bit.
Was there ever a overweight actress where you were like, I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, like for me, it was always Rachel Ray. I loved Rachel Ray. But then when she got older in the recent years and she got a little bit of weight on her, I was like, you know, I mean, it's still Rachel Ray for me. Rachel Ray? Now y'all like.
No.
I'm with that. I'm just trying to think about mine. It's like, I don't know if I have one. That.
Like Roseanne, you ever look at Roseanne?
The fuck are you talking about, Gary?
Roseanne? What
because
the
I'm trying to think of
Roseanne
what,
sexy to you?
What's up? No, he thinks Roseanne's sexy to me, which is more of the insult.
You
know what? Fuck, I'll fuck you guys' head up. I'll take Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy.
I was gonna say that, but that was just gonna be for effect for me. I don't mean
you
that.
You ain't taking Melissa McCarthy.
She's
kind
of cute.
What about
she's kinda
Adele?
Cute.
What about Big Adele? I think anybody take Big Adele.
I'll take Big Adele. Yeah. Man.
You know, I take Bigadell, Schmigadell, all them Dells. For Schmigadell.
Freako about to say Chippendale.
Just a Mac.
I think Adele's a good one. I don't know about another one that I can personally come up with.
What about a Gateway?
What do you mean a Gateway?
The cow? The Gateway cow.
No, that's not what he's talking about, but that's funny.
No, I was.
You were talking about the Gateway cow.
I'm talking computers.
Computers. Speaking of which.
Computers, Putin, and shit. Shout out to Gary and
Your boy Bill Gates is, he left his wife finally.
Yes.
What? Yes, hey, yes, yes, why was
he's
that
about
such
to become the second fucking richest woman on the planet?
So no prenup with that guy?
Yeah, but no work involved per use.
In the state of California, if you get married here.
50-50, baby.
It is 50-50 after 10 years of marriage.
That's
no
why I haven't gotten married.
No matter what?
No matter what. Even if you signed a prenup after 10 years. It's 50-50 no matter
what. That is nuts,
that's
bro.
Why your boy. I'm just kidding. yo, joke. Ha ha. It's a yoke.
You're my groomsman.
That's my new soundboard. It's a yoke.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. No, Gary, shout out to you. Yo, you.
Isolate that clip, Gary. Fucking send it to his.
Isolate the clip. Send it to the chick. Guaranteed. You're 5 months away, baby boy. How you feel?
I feel good, man.
Still up for it? There's still time.
Oh, no, I'm up for it, man.
I'll tell Al. Don't worry.
Yo, man, working out every day.
We'll break it to her.
Eating good. Eating safe.
Okay, let's say for shits and gigs.
Eating safe.
It's not enough. That's some waffle fries.
Yeah, man, you know, I ain't doing no meth. I ain't doing no coke. I ain't doing no heroin.
It's not enough.
The way you're saying it is like you used to do it. It's like, you know me. Not, I'm not doing that shit no more.
Stay clean until the wedding.
Yeah, dude, it's so weird. That was just so. You really presented that like. Yeah, but once that honeymoon over, back to the trenches.
Yo. Let's say
Gary Nunez was found in a crack house today, ass out, face down.
Face
that's
down
the
ass
way he like to fuck.
Yeah! Face down, ass, and there's a fucking whole newscast. That's the way he like to fuck.
Is that dude from Box 11? Just dancing.
Holy shit. What's his name? Tony's.
Holy shit.
What's it? What dude with the funny mustache? His name was Tony something.
Yo, I saw him at El Cholo.
No,
it's a black dude.
He's a big black dude.
Not Tony Cole.
Were you about to say El Cholo?
No, I said I saw him at El Cholo.
Shout out to Trey. What's his name? El Cholo. Tony.
Yeah, I love
Tony
McEwing.
Tony McEwing.
Hey, by the way, I just made the decision. My groomsmen are coming out to Tony and DJ Quick. Let's get down to the wedding.
Come on, let's get down.
It was Tony McEwing.
Come on, let's get down. Hit my black shirt.
Apparently, Mike, you and I don't have to worry about this.
About what?
Whatever this conversation is. About
we don't need no club. We can do it at my house.
Yeah.
Front doors.
You're finally getting
it,
Chuck, and I appreciate you for that.
Shout out to DJ Quick, man.
That's why when you see me, so I'm just be like, I'm a coach.
Yo, Gary,
right here.
So, all right. Well, so for shits and gigs, let's say for some reason you and Al got into the monster fight, right?
Yeah.
The fucking fight of all fights.
What are you doing?
Right? How would you?
And I win?
How would you? Yeah, obviously.
KO?
Nah. Al would definitely pin you for sure.
Or why is it a
3 second
man?
Pin too?
Just because I'm a wrestling god doesn't mean
no.
That
she
we have
you.
To have a wrestling match.
What kind of fight would
we
you?
Could have?
What are you gonna fucking Muay Thai Al?
Mortal Kombat.
She'll fuck you up there
Mortal
too.
Mortal Kombat, dude.
There is no.
You get a friendship her.
Friend Bay Valentine.
For sure.
Oh, you should have pulled out.
Fuck.
No, there's
says Charlemagne.
Charlemagne wins. There's no way, and in no universe that you beat out in anything. So let's say for some reason, like, you guys into monster fight, she wins, right? Mm. You gotta call it off. How you gonna do it? Over the text, in the face, write her a letter, write her a song.
I feel like Alex would just kill him if he was.
Yeah,
person.
I'll probably be like Man Boy in the season finale of Snowfall. Just keep
dead?
Talking shit like you. You was never shit.
Fucking man.
All you ate was quesadillas.
Your diet was trash. yo, man, what was just saying? Whatever the fuck came to mind. Like, that's a man that was really seeing the light. Yeah. He's like, just fucking, yo, you at least 10 pounds overweight.
Yeah, for sure.
Leon.
Didn't give up, a fuck.
Yo, Leon.
Hey, what's up? Tell her when she's here, bro. What the fuck?
Holy shit. I was talking about Leon.
Somebody's about to get the fucking ass kicked.
Hey, she's working on it, bro. What the fuck?
I'm filming it.
Nah, dog. The worst part is he clearly said Leon. So what the fuck, fool?
Yeah. What do you think? Yeah.
Tell us how you really feel.
I know. Gary's throwing it back.
No, I didn't hear that part. Oh,
all of
fuck
a sudden,
you, dude.
Yeah. Boo.
I know. Isolate that clip.
Yeah, look at your
yo,
watch.
Yo, you heard what you wanted. You what the fuck?
What we edit?
Yo, as soon as we went to that part, Gary looked at his watch. Scared as fuck. Like, yo, what time is it? Yeah, it's about 9:56.
We gotta go.
Gary was so scared. He looked at his watch.
I'm gonna edit this part for you.
No, yo, for sure.
You ain't editing.
Nah, fuck
shit.
That. Hey.
Yo, Gary.
Nah, it was your fault. So
it was. I accept responsibility.
Don't accept shit.
But yo, Gary's reaction was the funniest. Never mind, man. Never mind. Yo, Charlie. If for some reason you need to break it off, how are you going to do it? Because you're still engaged, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What, hey, when are you guys going
to do that? You're asking some weird-ass tough questions today, bro.
For real, bro. How else are you going to fucking answer that shit? Yeah. I
nixed that question. I said,
Charlie.
I nixed the question. I said, when are you guys going to do it? When are you guys planning on jumping the broom?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys.
We're
going
to do it next October sometime.
2022?
Yeah.
Can I come?
I don't know.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, at least he's being honest.
I don't got to be a groomsman, but I just want to be there, man.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, just put me in the back. Put me.
Maybe you can drive me to.
Maybe you.
Fuck.
Can, maybe you can play the organ. Not that organ.
Maybe I'll hire a camera crew and I'll put you on like the third camera.
Let me MC the wedding.
Maybe you can hold the boom mic.
Yeah.
The boom mic. Yeah,
we'll hand you a mic and a camcorder and neither of them are actually connected to anything.
Like when you hand me the controller, it's not plugged in?
Yeah.
Fuck off. Yo, my sister was supposed to get married last year, right?
Yeah.
During the pandemic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Obviously didn't happen.
Sure.
Pandemic.
Yeah.
But she wanted me to MC her wedding. How do you think I would have done?
Yeah.
I would have master of ceremony the whole shit.
Yeah,
I like you.
Here's a little context though. So she didn't have a quinceañera. Shout out to Cinco de Mayo. Yeah. She didn't have a quinceañera, but she's half white, so she had a sweet 16.
Okay.
So she had a sweet 16 in a hall, DJ, all that stuff, right? So DJ's playing music, everybody's there, we're eating or whatever. DJ sucked, right? So me, I go up to the DJ booth.
Why'd he suck though? Wait, yeah,
and you were like, yo, get the fuck out of my way.
I hate DJs that suck because transitions.
Yeah.
I hate DJs transitions. So let me tell you this. DJs transitions need to be on point or I'm just not going to have a good.
Well.
I'm not going to. Yeah. Blend well
have
or else I'm not
going
to have a good
song.
Time that
sure.
night. Because I'm going to be fucking.
Don't just play whatever. Yeah. Whatever you think you want to
exactly.
play at the time.
I'm on
so
board. I'm on board.
That happened, right? I go up there and I was like, yo, I was like drunk already, so I was monitoring the Laker game at the time. The Lakers were playing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yo, Lakers just won the game. It just got announced, and I gave everybody a score. By the way, this DJ sucks. And I played.
Fuck.
And I played music. And then I went down, everybody started dancing. But the DJ was right next to me. He gave me the microphone to say all these things.
That's what I was saying, like, fuck. Like,
so, yeah.
What
so,
was his name?
So
what was
like,
DJ's name?
I don't remember his name. So the thing was, I went
but
up.
Did you say DJ sucks?
No. I went up there because of my sister's sweet 16. So I did like a little speech, right? And that's when I was like, yeah. By the way, Lakers just won. Yada, yada, yada. And, yo, this DJ sucks. Play music.
And that was
and then you had to hand the mic back to the DJ.
Yes, sir.
And he looked at you like, what the fuck,
sir.
Man?
Oh, wait, his name wasn't DJ Sucks.
No, he just was terrible.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Gary, dude. What?
It was just terrible. So to this day.
Yo. No, you didn't.
So
you didn't actually believe that, did
yo,
you?
Gary is.
It was the 90s.
Oh, well, you know, it was the 90s. I hate when people use that shit as an excuse. Fucking hate it.
His sister did not turn 16 in the fucking 90s.
She's born in the
90s. DJ sucks. After he said, hey, yo, this is DJ sucks. DJ sucks.
Sucks, 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 sucks.
Oh, my God.
At the Sweet 16. At the Sweet 16. And the funny thing is, he had to continue to play music for the rest of the night.
Yeah, that's the
Was he a young,
and step
older?
His fucking game up.
He was young up. Sucks.
Was he young or older?
He was young.
Damn.
He had to step his game up.
I don't
up.
Know how he didn't punch you in the face, bro.
Hey, yo, because he recognized real G when he see one.
All right. Or he wanted to make sure he got his fucking
sipping
payment.
Sipping on booze at the House of Blues.
I suck, but whatever.
I suck, but your mom paid me. Fuck off, buddy.
When you say it like that, yo, shouts to DJ Sucks.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I beat it.
What a dickhead. Yeah, but that happened. So that's why it's funny that my sister still has the balls to name me as the MC of her wedding. I'm going to get drunk and just fuck everything up, probably.
All right, look.
If you get drunk, yeah.
Yo, you guys are invited. You guys want to come to my sister's wedding?
I do.
I don't know if she's going to have it now, but
whatever. Well, how the fuck are you inviting people to a wedding that you're not planning?
I'm the MC, bro. I'll sneak you in the back.
Sneak you in the back.
Yo, you just can't have any food. Take a seat. Come late.
Come at 9. Leave early. Yeah, come at 8. Come at 9 and then leave early.
Yeah.
Yo,
come
Kim
well
and,
fed.
Kim and John, we good with that?
No, but sometimes you want to sneak people into the party, at least to the function.
If I'm the MC, I'm sneaking mad people in. Shout out to my sister for getting married.
Yo, sneak me in. Like, I know I won't go.
Is that
to
how Lex and I are going to be at your wedding?
I don't want people. I don't want to
come in at twilight hour.
You'll get an invitation.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Nah, yeah, we sit all the way in the back at the last fucking table.
I'll be at
where
that.
We know nobody.
I'll be at that table.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh, hey, what's up, oh, Gary put us in the back. Oh, that's cool, dude.
Surrounded by old folks.
Sick.
With the groomsmen, y'all
come in at twilight hour dressed as vampires and fucking werewolves.
Could you imagine if Rich came dressed as a groomsman and he had to sit with us?
That'd be hilarious.
And they're like, nah, actually, are at the last table.
Yo, do you do
So the way it worked out, the number of chairs to table ratio, we're one short.
Yeah, so.
Let me ask you something, because for my cousin's wedding, I don't know how all wedding setups go, but for my cousin's wedding, the groomsmen and the bridesmaids who had family members sat with them at the groomsmen and bridesmaids table.
The family members. Oh.
So, like, he would have his chick and his daughter sitting at the same table. Are you going to do that, or are you going to put them at another
Shout out to the chick.
Yeah, and shout out to the daughter, but she won't be there because 21
no,
and over.
Very true,
allowed.
Very true. So will you let him have the? Well, yo, obviously, you'll let him have the.
But
chick.
But as a groomsman, I'm gonna sneak my daughter.
Your
in.
Grandma isn't coming, right?
Yeah, she's coming. She's 21 and over.
I'm gonna sneak my daughter in. Oh,
yeah. Is she not? I don't know, bro. Shit.
Yo,
don't you think that if you
watch Kate walk in the back door,
if you guys get turned the fuck up, she's gonna be like, "What is happening?"
And I'll be like. Like, what the fuck?
Yo, tell your grandma that next time in person, dude. See how that runs out, dude. Yo. See how that fucking.
Yo, this pot is fucking
old. Yo, did you hear this motherfucking laugh?
Okay. We're done.
That laugh was wild.
My lord.
I've never heard him laugh like that ever, bro.
Jesucristo.
Obviously, that wouldn't be the case. However, dog, what the fuck? It's my fucking wedding.
It's my party, and yeah, I cry. Like, it's like Problem Child 2.
Gary's like, Grandma, you watch.
Yeah.
Man. You don't miss
No, my table. Grandma's going to be there, and she'd probably be turning up too. Like,
probably.
Honestly, she will be calling every one of you a heathen the next day.
For but, sure, but not ruin the fun
I mean,
during.
Like,
I'm be like, as we party. Que va caminando, esta negrita que tiene tu
she's
pao.
Cuban, B.
You're not.
Sopa de caracol.
What's
you
a Salvadorian
what
song?
A very good soup.
Yeah. Is that a Salvadorian song?
or play
that's
some,
one of my favorite old school Senora Hispanic Dinamita. Songs, actually.
I'm not going to play that at all.
You know what I'm saying?
Gross. I don't have that in my Serato. All right, so dope. So you know what you're really coming out, but we're not going to tell Al. It's a secret.
I already know what I'm coming out to, and I it switched from the Undertaker music,
okay,
to something else.
Yep.
Yeah. We're not gonna because tell the Undertaker music is fucking ridiculous.
No, it's not. That shit would have been swaggy, me fucking bumping fists, like coming up to the Undertaker music.
To you.
I know. Everyone else is like,
what day is this?
That's why I don't understand why you got vetoed.
Yeah, that's true. You know what?
It's fucking my day. No. It's her day.
That's
really.
Why I never.
You're right. It's really kind of.
That's
my
why
day
I never
too.
Vetoed it. I was like, I'm winning. Right, that's your day. Yeah, but like, I wonder. But I guess why.
You're right.
I mean, I understand why she would veto it, but I mean, everybody.
Wait, she didn't veto that.
Veto.
She vetoed my song from my groomsman,
which is Animals with Chris Brown.
Yeah, because he said, fucking bitches in the club. Fucking bitches doing drugs. So,
but
her grandparents are gonna be there. My grandparents are gonna be there. So
yeah.
Ooh.
Yo, Gary just turned that into like a hot track.
Ooh.
You feel like 808?
When the lights start to flicker and then they just go out.
Like I made a three and shit.
And then Gary comes out and he has a big ass fucking 10-gallon hat.
Nah, it wouldn't be that though. I switched it up. At first, it was going to be slow, right? But if I would come out to this, I'd just be coming down the aisle like this, right here at this point.
Like, he'd have his own veil on.
I just
but fucking, black.
Yeah, it got to be black like a fucking widow.
Yeah.
Just handing out dabs. to whoever, yeah, they stand up.
And then
go to the other aisle.
And then be next to Gary. Oh, here we go.
Rich in the back end with my urn and shit.
Yo, you turned him into a cartoon character, bro. He's super low key.
What the fuck?
I mean, debatable. But yeah, I can't wait. Oh,
yeah.
And what was his name?
Paul Bear.
That makes sense.
In the back.
Oh my
you know,
God.
It took me years to realize that. Like, I was like, because I got into wrestling in eighth grade, but it took me years to realize, oh, Paul Bear. Oh.
Oh, he's bearing the paws and shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We got Rob coming through in a Kane suit.
Wait, what?
Fucking Eric coming through in an Xbox suit.
For no reason.
Suck it! Mullet and shit.
And I'll be dressed up in the back as, like, one of the Hardy brothers or something. Looking at
you guys. That'd be mad.
Can you imagine Chuck in the back of the church?
Why you made me wear this?
I know.
Jayco pants ain't even in no more.
Just thrusting into the wind. And then Lexus just... She's just like
I can't wait till me and the
poor
other,
Lex
and the other three groomsmen come out and do our secret song.
What's your secret song?
We're gonna do a choreographed song.
Y'all, you been to like quinceañeras where they come into like some secret song?
Yeah. It's always like I've been in a couple. He wants to Freako really wants to pelvic thrust throughout your whole event. Like from the church to the party.
He can. I mean.
Nobody's stopping him. Although, he is going to get. He is turning older, so it might be out of work.
My midlife crisis might be me just trying to be sexy. Just putting all sexy up.
Is that what Will Smith is about to go through?
It must be. Will Smith out here looking fat.
He says he's like turning all of that. He's. I feel like it's. Yo, it's for a role, and he's trying to...
Uncle Phil and the Fresh Prince.
No, not be fat, but build muscle. Because he's like, I'm going to turn all of this into muscle.
I felt so bad. I went back and watched I Am Robot just so I could see him.
Robot?
No. Actually, I went back and watched I Am Legend just so I could see him fucking chin-ups.
I Am Robot, dude. I am Robot.
I personally
robot.
Thought he said Iron Robot.
Yeah. No, I Am Robot.
He was close. It's iRobot.
I was talking about the Elon Musk documentary.
Yeah,
no, you
I Am Robot.
No, you combined I Am Legend and iRobot together.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf is only in one of them.
Shia LaBeouf. Yo, his name might as well be Shia LaBeouf if you're combining movies.
He's like Shirley Bonner
with a German Shepherd.
Sima balls.
Yo, lick my dick, bro. Oh my god!
I've never done that before in my fucking life.
Actually, the suck it.
It wasn't lick my dick. It was kiss my dick. My bad. Yeah. I fucked up the same.
Sorry, Mike.
I don't. I'm good, man.
Either way, I ain't doing it.
Sam.
All right.
That shit was funny. No.
Charlie, I saw you with a fucking group of people around you, and you guys had a great conversation going about the apocalypse, right, today.
Apocalypse.
And please
Socrates
tell
philosophies
me,
and hypotheses.
What, hey, guys, what fucking occupation would you think you would have during the apocalypse?
Yeah, yeah. So world ends. It's a zombie apocalypse. Everybody fucking dies.
I drop apocalypse.
What occupation do you have, and how long do you think you last?
Medic.
Shut the fuck up.
What, you're not a medic now.
Fucking ask me a question.
Why would you be a medic now?
I'd be like Sadiq from The Walking Dead. Remember Sadiq? You watch that shit?
A mental health counselor.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. How do you feel right now? Everybody's dead.
No, but he's talking about, are you talking about a community or just by yourself?
I'm talking about
Mike's over here like, what happened? My son was killed. Well, tell me how that makes you feel.
Yeah, like,
bitch, I'm sad.
No, I'm talking about the type of world where maybe you run into a settlement like every 2 weeks while you're traveling across the fucking dead tundra that was the earth.
And settlements
have like 15 people.
I guess in that case, we're all kind of playing the same role. Like, we have to survive, so it's hard to pick one
role.
People
might have different roles. You can be
hunter gatherers.
Yeah, you could be a junk salesman.
That's what I'm saying. Are you talking about within a group of people?
Maybe.
Yeah, because that's how
Unless you're not that type of person. You might be the lone wolf. I don't fucking know.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'd be a lone wolf. I think I try to like act like I'm a lone wolf now, but I think in that scenario, like, I can't survive by myself. I think I would be smart enough to understand that maybe I would lead like a group of people.
From The Walking Dead, Daryl?
Nah. I don't think I'd be that fucking.
Well, no, you're a lone wolf.
Well, because
I want to see that, though. As a lone wolf.
In season 10, the last
season? Nah, that's what I was saying. In that scenario, I don't think I could be a lone
wolf. So in the last Walking Dead season, Daryl.
Nobody watches
Rick,
that shit anymore.
After Rick got killed, Daryl went off on his own. That's why I said you'd be Daryl.
So wait, we lost Rick and Daryl, and you expect me to watching Michonne?
No,
Daryl's
back. Michonne's gone.
Well,
Michonne went to find Rick because she thinks he might still be alive. He is. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, he never died.
But Daryl came back. Daryl's back, bro.
As good as the graphic novel.
No, it's not. But Negan, shout out to Jeffrey D. Morgan.
He's on that still?
Not shout out to Jeffrey D. Morgan.
I love that guy.
Why not?
Fuck.
What?
Jeffrey.
What?
Dean. What happened to the comedian? Okay.
You got a story
Morgan.
To tell?
Watch.
You got a story to tell, Chucky?
Oh, yes, I do.
Watch the season finale of this last season. It was all about Jeffrey D. Morgan and his character.
Chuck got
Negan.
A story to tell, y'all.
What happened with Jeffrey Dean Gordon?
No.
Well,
he's a chef. He's talking about.
Well, let's not start with that. Whatever the fuck
he's
that about.
Oh, Morgan, not Gordon.
My next door neighbor, Eric Palladino, is a.
I know that guy.
He's a TV actor. He's been on a lot of shit. If you've ever watched
Smoke Show,
definitely fucking Smoke Show.
If you've ever watched a cop procedural show, or if you've seen ER, you've seen Eric.
Or if you ever seen Dick Wolf at the end, he was in it.
Jesus Christ,
Dick Wolf.
That's Law and Order, bro.
That's everything, bro. That's fucking Chicago Fire, Chicago PD,
Jesus.
SVU.
And then Eric had a couple of friends that he grew up with in the industry, and they all got jobs together. And they kind of stuck with each other. So every once in a while, one would maybe write an episode of something. And they would be like, oh, yeah, let's do this. Okay, you're producing it. Who would you want to hire for this? And then they'd hire each other, right? So they'd all just kind of keep each other in the loop. And they were kind of like a squad together. They stuck together, and they knew that if they stuck together, they'd be successful. Jeffrey Dean Morgan was the one person in their group that ended up getting signed to a bigger project outside of TV. He got signed to a movie. And Eric and him had done two movies together already, but Jeffrey Dean Morgan got signed to a bigger film than him. And their whole thing was, hey, let's look out for each other. So ask if they have any secondary roles, any like one-liners or anything in the bigger films. And the second that Jeffrey Dean Morgan hit it big, he was like, yeah, sorry, guys. And he just stopped talking to all three of his friends that he grew up with and was in like the shitty grinding part of the acting career for like 10 years. And then they all kind of started charities and shit like that, besides Jeffrey. And when it came down to donating money and stuff like that, they would all help each other. So each person would give like $5,000 here and there. Jeffrey makes millions of dollars a year. And last year, when they were trying to, you know, up funds because of coronavirus is going so bad, fucking Eric and a couple of his other friends that he used to know run a charity in Ghana, and they asked him to contribute or to share it on his social media. He said, yeah, I'm not going to share it, but I'll contribute. He gave him $100.
Damn. Nah, the $100 was disrespectful, but like...
That's like me giving somebody $1.
But I understand the sharing part. Like, sometimes you don't want to share some shit on your fucking feed and shit.
Get it. Sure.
Like, shit's just like not the vibe right now. But, like, I'm only posting house music videos.
Sorry.
Never mind.
Not really feeling it right now. Fuck that donation shit.
Never mind.
Not really feeling that shit, man, right now.
Like, I'm really rich. I'm really into house right now. I'm not really into charity. But here.
A hundo.
Yeah.
A fucking hundo.
I'll even sign it. Jeffrey Dean. Is it Gordon? Morgan.
I think you guys don't respect the
Capital
Negan.
M.
You guys don't respect the Negan character, but
AKA.
I watched his new movie, The Unholy, and that was a piece of shit. So.
It was. I saw that.
I wanted to watch it, so I should have watched
trash.
It.
Go watch it, dude. Have fun.
All right, how about I fuck him and I stream it on Cody.
Damn. It's like that.
I paid
Wait, you want to fuck him or do you want to fuck him?
You got JDM like that?
Low key, like. Like, yo, like, Jeffrey Dean Morgan is better looking than fucking Brad Pitt. Fuck out of here, Brad Pitt.
Wait a minute. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is literally discount Robert Downey Jr. That's what he used to get hired for. He was discount Robert Downey Jr.
Wow.
You know, think that's a joke, but literally roles where they wanted to hire Robert Downey Jr. and they couldn't get him, they would bring in Jeffrey Dean Morgan to fucking read after that.
You know what this film needs? Robert Downey Jr.
He's like,
but we don't have enough money.
So let's get JDM. He's like,
JDM is
I'm the dude
Mike.
Playing the dude dressed up as the other dude.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate
well,
that.
You tried.
I hate
you know what? You committed, and I'll congratulate you.
I hate when you're in a zone.
That was a good Tropic Thunder.
If I'm not paying attention to you, you have to sneak in and be like, Mike.
It was pretty
Yo,
close.
Mike, you see me?
It was a pretty close Tropic Thunder impression.
I'm out here.
Tropic Thunder is actually a top five funniest fuck movies.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it really
is. So it's super bad. So is
Tropic Thunder, Superbad, Chuck and Larry for me.
Dodgeball. Chuck and Larry is a fucking phenomenal film.
I fucking love Chuck and Larry. And you get
I like Chuck and Larry.
And you got to see Jessica Alba.
Yeah, but I'm saying
Old
so
School's
is,
up there.
Old School's up there. Cheese.
Legend of Rick and Bobby. What's that? Talladega Nights?
Talladega Nights. Up there. Of course, you got...
Fuck Will Ferrell.
Step Brothers. I'm not the biggest fan of Step
You like Step Brothers. You don't like Talladega Nights.
But it's really funny.
For me, one of my favorites, Wedding Crashers.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh, tickety time. Wedding Crashers. For sure. I can watch Wedding Crashers.
Of course.
Chuck and Larry and Big Daddy anytime. And Tommy Boy. Anytime, no matter what.
Big Daddy.
Actually, fuck it. Big Daddy, yeah. Wedding Crashers, Big Daddy, Tommy Boy, Chuck and Larry, and Coneheads.
Coneheads, huh?
Fucking love Coneheads. I don't know, maybe.
Mike, you gotta fucking.
Might be nostalgic, but that's me.
A movie like that that's like funny that nobody Super else Superbad will like.
And 40 Origin up there too. Knocked Up is cool too.
I mean, those are good. I mean, I don't think I have a specific one apart from any of those.
Being up there with the greats. I think it's great, but I don't think it's being up there with Superbad.
I like seeing Catherine Heigl be a hoe.
I think...
JK, bro. These is jokes.
Did you hear... Like, I was watching a...
Dumb and Dumber.
That was a close one.
That's a good movie. I was hearing Catherine Heigl... Like,
what about
ruined
Dumb and Dumber?
I was hearing Katherine Heigl ruined her movie career by, I guess she was shitting on the writers from the show she was on. I don't know if it was General Hospital or ER, one of the two. But she said that she got nominated for the Emmy. She got nominated for an Emmy, and she was like, I don't want to get nominated because this is like, the writing was trash.
Shit. So. Emmy?
And
shit.
Yeah, turning that down and all that. Like, yeah. All that shit fucked her up.
What has she been in other than that?
Oh, man. She was in Bride of Chucky.
She was in Bride of Chucky.
Well, she
and fucking ruined it.
R.I.P. John Ritter. But she wasn't Bride of Chucky.
You know what ruined the other movie for me was what was the after Bride of Chucky? It was Seed of Chucky.
Seed of Chucky.
And
shout out to Glenn and Glenn.
With Red Man and
getting killed in Seed of Chucky. How he got killed?
I'll
ruined
be
it
that.
And just fucking got his whole.
So you were telling me you were on board tested. With the movie until Red Man died.
Yeah, I was on
that
board.
That movie was trash, yeah, bro.
Until Red Man got his intestines plopped out.
Oh, you killed my boy? Fuck this movie.
Yeah,
it was going good too.
How about that?
Yeah. I'll kill Red Man like this? Nah, man. And you know
Red
what?
Red Man was really going to fuck Jennifer Tilly, though.
He really was.
He was
I mean,
in it.
To Red's credit. All yeah, right. I said Red. To All Red's right. credit, like, them titties.
No, them titties.
Look, another Tingles! Rappers and movies. Have they ever ruined them for you?
No, Tupac and Above the Rim was fantastic.
All right, how about Dr.
No,
Dre?
You're talking about...
You know what I always remember when I think
Dr. Dre and Training Day. When they had
yeah,
that stand, yeah.
Dr. Dre turned into a trash.
What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? After he got socked, and that shit would look just so, like,
whack. You know what I always remember?
Snoop
from,
did better.
From Above the Rim. Yeah, he's like, this ain't no crack. You know what I always remember?
Smell from? Like bacon in this motherfucker.
Yeah. And he took the whole pen in his mouth.
Put me in the front seat with him. Bet you I'll whoop his ass. Oh, cripple-ass Snoop.
Yo, he did better, though.
Snoop was a crippled crip. That shit was crazy. Crippled crip and training day.
Crippled crip. Crippled crip.
That's not the name of the episode. Stop repeating it.
Crippled crip?
No.
Holy fuck.
Mike, we are
Yo,
not.
With the blue light on us. No, but you. You know what I always remember from
fucking Dick Tracy character? What the fuck were you?
Joey
Deschanel.
Joe Pesci.
No.
Joey Deschanel.
No, not Joe.
Are you thinking about Sopranos? What the fuck are you talking about?
No, the comedian.
New Girl.
The comedian.
That starts with that's Joe.
Joey.
That's Zoe.
All right, fuck it. But you know what I always remember from Above the Rim?
Joey Diaz.
Joey Diaz, yeah.
Yeah.
When Marlon Wayans is with what's his name? The dude who plays the main character.
And in what?
In Above the Rim.
Oh, home. Home
oh,
girls,
it's so
big.
Yeah.
It's talking
from the Clippers.
No,
it's Letitia Campbell Martin's husband.
Yeah, yeah, but
Dwayne Martin.
Dwayne Martin. Yeah, so he'd be like,
I was talking about flex, huh?
So they leave, right? And then he has to take a piss. So he pisses in the alley, and then he's peeing, and Marlon Wayans goes, damn, it's so big. No, but then he goes, you be lifting weights with your dang dang. That shit always makes me, every single time, I'm like, yo, can you actually lift weights with your dick? Because if you could.
You ever seen a dick like that in your lifetime?
Mine.
That's a good answer.
Buff as fuck. It's like a French bulldog. Like it should be tough, but it's not really all that tough.
Nah.
He's got the ears up.
Yo, I really want an all black, jet black French bulldog.
No! And I'm you see where I'm at, right? We talking about dicks. He's like, yo, I really want a big all black, jet black.
All black.
All black, jet black. 13 inches.
All black, jet black, BBC.
How you going?
Big.
That's a weird ass transition. You walked into that badass transition, bro.
Nah, but I want a French bulldog.
I do want a French bulldog.
I want to name him Pierre.
French bulldogs cost a shit.
I know. Yeah. I want a jet black, all black French bulldog named Pierre.
BBK.
Do they
get ready to pay $5,000?
The
my dog right now, I priced him. He's worth $2,000. I'll just sell his ass and then put a different. Yo, shout out of here. Get the fuck out of here, Bean.
How do you price your? There's a blue book for dogs.
No, wait, aren't you attached?
I love Bean so much. Yo, bro.
I actually met him. I haven't seen him in like.
Oh, yeah.
Actually met him. Like,
yeah, because I've seen him before, but like.
Mike came to pick me up at my house, right?
It wasn't a dream.
It was really. It wasn't a dream. It really happened.
Yo, Mike came to my house today, right? Mike came to my house. He was like, yo, I'm outside.
Picked him up like Terminator did that one kid.
Yeah, the kid.
From his skin.
Basically.
No, he lifted up at the overalls.
Yeah, but from the skin of the dog.
Unless his dog had overalls.
No. So Mike came to my house to pick me up.
Probably.
But on the correct day this time.
Yo, I was high as shit yesterday,
he showed
probably.
Showed up at my house yesterday. Yo, Mike shows up at my house yesterday. Sends me a text at like 6:55. He's like, yo, I'm outside.
Yeah.
I was like, motherfucker, why?
No, but.
So,
good thing is, like, he actually was nice enough to call.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He calls. He's like, hey, are you good?
I immediately picked up my phone. I called him because I was like, yo, this dumbass is here now. He's not going to understand a text. So let me call his ass.
Yeah, because the tone is everything.
So I called him. I was like, yo, you good? He goes, what do you mean? I was like, yo, you realize today is Tuesday, right? And he goes,
Nah, nigga, I said, yeah, I love you, bye.
Yeah. I was like, before he said that, I was like, Gary said Wednesday. He goes, I love you, bye. He just hangs up on me. So I gotta fucking call his ass back. I was like, yo. I'm gonna come out and say hi to you.
I was like, all right, I'm already around the corner. I'll come around.
Yeah, like, I turn around. This dumb man showed up at my house yesterday for no reason.
Dog, what you're saying is that you invited Mike over, but not us.
No, like,
you know, I didn't even invite him in. I was like, no. The funny thing is, though, when Mike does podcasts, right, he kind of takes the day off from his day to day job. So I go to his car. I was like, yo, man, wrong day, you fucking dumbass. And I was like, by the way, did you take the day off thinking we were going to pod? And he goes, yep. I was like, you might want to get to work, bro.
I was like, no, I told him, I was like, well, my cryptos is cryptoing.
Yeah,
so.
Hey, like, crypto is up. We balling right now. Shout out to Ethereum Classic.
Rolled
baby.
Off with. Still balling.
The funny thing is, Mike, every time he picks me up, he is fucking blasting.
Music.
No joke. The song is his. That shit must be at max volume.
It is.
I can hear that shit at the moment I open my door and walk out. And I live at the fucking end of the apartments. I gotta walk down this fucking walkway to get to the
street.
No
respect, Mike.
I'm a hood driver,
yo,
bro.
Mike is bumping.
I'm a hood driver. That's one thing. Like the hood, you can't take out of me.
Do you have a new bass system in your car?
No, this is a stock Chevy Malibu.
But he push it to the limit. <He's> like, hey. This motherfucker. No, it wasn't a dream. It really happened.
No, he's like, them 20, not them 10s, but I keep them clean, though.
I keep them clean, though. Yo.
Rich comes out every week to, stay woke.
Sometimes I play, sometimes if like there's a song that I know he'll like, I'll play the song back. Right when I see him coming down, I was like, if I play this song, he'll appreciate it.
As soon as I open the door, daylight, my peanut butter.
And Rich goes, yeah.
Lucky for him, I'm good with my neighbors. My neighbors are like, yo, what up? Nah, he good.
No, your neighbors know me, bro.
Chocolate.
I always stop at the same spot and just put my blinkers on. They know who the fuck
I
am.
He with me. I had to give Mike the you know the stamp because they greenlit his ass in my neighborhood. Like, who's this fucking Dominican playing music loud?
Dominican. Hey, papa, I got these. Come on, come.
Wepa.
You come in his car, kiss his ring.
At least it's variety and not the same fucking song every time.
It is, but like sometimes Mike just be fucking tripping, pick me up. I walk out, it's like big booty holes, hop with it.
No, dog. Back in the day when we used to fuck around, drive around, whatever, right? We were in a. He has a habit of like just trying to embarrass me somehow when I would drive him around, and we were at the drive-thru. Right. And every time we're at a drive-thru, he either does some like gay ass shit or he fucking.
Sounds like a Gary move, but okay.
or
I think we're soulmates.
Or he grabs my phone.
Give me a kiss.
And he'll play like the fucking most obnoxious song. Why when we get to get the food?
It's Jack in the Box. Right?
Yeah. And Big Booty Hoes was one of them. Like, I want to. I just have to thank you.
So Mike pulls
Can
up.
Can I get
Jack
some ranch?
Mike pulls up to the fucking window and she's like, Big Booty Hoes, hop with it.
Wait, no, I'm very fucking. I want to be convenient to people in public. That's me.
So I mean, my windows are up. I mean, I'm not. My windows are never down when I pick them up.
If you were,
why are you gay?
If you were picking up,
probably
Gary,
cock.
What would you be blasting?
Speaking of picking up, these hookers tried to make me pick them up this morning. That's crazy.
Huh?
Like hookers, like actual hookers. I thought he was calling one of his friends hookers.
I know.
So I had to go do some shit at 5 o'clock in the morning, right?
Right.
Sounds
like hooker time.
It is. So I drove by.
Coming home.
These hookers were outside. Hooker time. Yo, hookers really don't give a fuck. Like they really do.
You know they hookers.
They really do. They really do walk.
If they were
walk up to your window, bro. I was stopped at a red light. Lady of the night.
Smash their coochie to the front window.
It's hussy. It's floozy. Walked up to my window and she's like, how you doing? Like, bitch, if you don't get the fuck away from my window. Holy fuck.
What drive through were you in though?
Cocksucker. Bitch.
It was Wendy's, dude. Let's be real.
And it was Wendy the hooker.
He trying to be fancy. Chick-fil-A.
I had to do laundry.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Fucking dick. I had to do laundry.
Oh, you wearing flaming.
flaming patties.
Oh, shit. Off of Vine? Shout out to Vine and Melrose. Shout out to Flaming Patties,
That was Patty fucking throwing a vagina on your car.
Flaming Patties is a fucking Hollywood classic.
Yeah. Establishment.
Also, next to that, two blocks away, Astro Burger also.
Woo!
Have you ever had the corn dogs from Astro Burger?
I've had everything from Astro
the
Burger.
The corn dogs from Astro Burger, I think they deep fry those bitches because you bite into them and they got a fucking crunch, but then the middle is soft as fuck.
Nah.
Yo, he sounded like that one fucking viral video. He was like... When that fat chick was talking about the fire. And I was like, whoa, and I was like, okay.
What's the bitch to be eating the Cheetos? I look like Wendy.
Wendy Eats.
Wendy Eats. That shit had the crunch.
I like how like when we first started podcasting about a year ago, he tried to keep it low key about what he watches. And then we revealed he watches Wendy Eats.
I never want a pot high again, ever.
My man watches.
You said a couple pods ago that you always come high.
I do, but
no,
like,
but this is high high.
But this is high.
No, I actually hooked him up today.
Here. Oh,
okay.
I should have hooked you up, but I hooked him up today.
No. I don't do well.
No, Mike put coke in my shit. It wasn't a drink. Really hot.
I really told Ricardo, I was like, you ready to go to the moon? When I was packing that shit.
Yeah, we'll see next time. Maybe
this shit
next
was like,
time
when, it's like well, was
drop
like when,
some acid in
when
drink.
Brace sprinkled coke in my fucking blunt.
Can down. It be a... how much you need? How much you need me to run you on the Venmo?
Yeah. Like, can we expedite this?
Yeah.
Expedite.
Allegedly, I'd like to...
Expedite Gonzalez's.
I'd like to allegedly do acid.
Yeah.
On the podcast. Allegedly.
Yes.
Who has the plug on LSD?
probably him.
I'm trying to have a 15-minute high and then, like, come off it. But, yo, Mike Tyson sold LSD to me, and I'm good with it.
Wait, what you got, Chuck?
He said it's a 15-minute high.
I got the plug.
And then you're back, right?
I don't know what y'all...
Chuck, is this correct or incorrect?
What?
15-minute high and then you're back, right?
You're fucking...
That's why I was like, Chuck.
You're so dumb. LSD lasts, like... 2 to 3 hours.
That's what Mike Tyson said.
I thought you were about to say two to three days.
No, my bad.
I got 2 to 3 hours to kill.
Yeah, you're probably talking about DMT.
DMT. My bad. That's what
that
I
is 15 minutes. Okay. And that will. That's one thing that I want to try. I don't think.
Who has the
y'all
plug?
Are gonna do very well.
Who has the plug?
I
on
also
DMT?
Have a plug on DMT.
I feel like we should be, like, in a mountain. On a mountain? On
it doesn't really matter where you are. You know you're going to become the mountain. And like, after that, you will
Gary.
Never be the same.
Gary,
yeah.
I'm a mountain.
Yeah.
I am a mountain.
Yeah.
I am an ego.
Hey, I am the mountain.
Why are you guys
I am the eagle. Oh.
All up on the fucking
I know,
mic,
eating
bro.
It. What the fuck?
Yo, shout out to R. Kelly.
Always.
Yeah, we definitely edited the shit out of this fucking video.
Holy fuck. Yo, the funny thing.
Fuck it.
That shit came out at the end of Hardball, which is like the first movie that I saw Michael B. Jordan in. Shout out to Michael B. Jordan. Fucking Dreamboat.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hardball.
No,
yeah.
The best. Song at the end was Space Jam Seals. What's the name of that song?
Fly like an eagle. Wait, no, that does not beat fucking the fly. End of Batman Forever. And it's fucking.
Oh, come on. Fly like a new seal? Doesn't
there
beat that?
Used to be a lonely tide.
Oh, roses!
Okay, you're right.
Became.
Goddamn, y'all. Y'all actually broke the mic. I don't know what happened to the mic, but y'all fucked it.
What's the name of his song, Mike?
That's Kiss from Real.
Yeah, thank you. I'm gonna stop if you just told us.
Nah, he was in
no,
the room.
No, shout the fucking seal, bro.
Yeah.
No,
seal.
Actually,
Fly from an Eagle or Kiss from the Rose, and then he had Crazy. You can't fucking not love Crazy.
I don't know. Kiss from a Rose is phenomenal. That's the white side of me, right?
Yeah.
That shit is fantastic.
Okay.
But Fly Like an Eagle, that shit was like a bop, though. I wanna fly like an eagle.
But have you ever heard Crazy? After the pod, let's play Crazy. Crazy by Seal.
I wanna fly.
Sing it.
Crazy by Seal. Can you play that? Play us out to Crazy by Seal.
Fly right into the
because
future.
Crazy by Seal, and I guarantee the damn out of this, you've heard Crazy by Seal, and you will
is
love
it. Is it like Crazy by Gnarls Barkley?
No. It's not like
my
that.
My mind keeps on dripping. Convos at the condo, episode 116.
Make sure.
Rich. Definitely in this bitch. Harder to my left.
Razz in the building.
Definitely in the building.
Harder to my right.
Big Mike. All up on the mic. Hey, you can't beat him. Join him.
Cameraman is white and sometimes Hispanic.
Not sometimes.
All the time.
Actually, you might be right. Yo, this
shit. No.
He knows no words to any song.
Like, you never heard this song?
Yo, this sounds like a Lenny Kravitz song.
Yo,
it's a Seal song.
Lenny Kravitz is actually my fucking favorite black Jew.
Monica Lewinsky, Lenny Kravitz, I'm fucking
Saint John. I'm about to play a Lenny Kravitz melody after this song.
Wait, this
shit. Sounds like a Lenny Kravitz song so
it does.
Hard.
Hey,
it
it's
really
the 90s,
does,
bro. We're doing LSD.
Never gonna divide.
Oh, yes. We're gonna live all crazy.
Remember this
no,
shit?
No, we're never gonna survive. Okay, what do we get?
We are alone.
Yeah. One of the
definitely.
But fuck that song!
Okay. I like this better. You won. You won the verses.
Now you gotta play Kiss from a Rose.
This is my timeline.
Here's the best part. Hold up.
Time keeps on slipping. Slipping into the
it's
future.
It's not a music. It's more interest.
But what happened?
Oh,
he fucked up. He
no.
Fucked up. He fucked up.
So I wanna fly like an eagle into the sea. Fly like an eagle. Let the spirit carry.
However.
Five into the song.
There must to be a gray in time alone on the sea. He who became the light on the dark side of me. Love remains a drum that's high and not
the Gary.
Did you know that when it snows, my eyes become light, and the light that you shine can't be seen.